is back on the tape, and Mrs. Edwards is here with Judge Edwards and Roger Lane. But I mentioned it.
She's got a better memory than I have.
But she didn't write these opinions. I think of a couple of them that you might... You remember one called Fritz, F-R-I-T-T-S, versus Krug, K-R-U-G-H, 354?
Not by name.
You know. Well, this was a case from the southwestern part of the state where...
What, of which state?
Michigan. Michigan, yes. And there was a... there were two small children born into a family, a young fellow and his wife, and suddenly one day he comes home and says, "I've had it," and he takes off, and he goes to Kansas. The poor woman had nothing. She didn't know what the children were, like 3 and 1, or helpless. She had nobody to turn to, and she took the children over to the probate court or the welfare service, whatever it was, and gave up the children. And then, you know, it's a typical kind of case. The man comes back. They're reunited. Somebody's become attached to the little kids. Uh-huh. And there was a struggle in the court. This arose, I think, in a habeas corpus proceeding, and part of it was procedural. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if you remembered the tension and the strain and the struggle within the court over... That was one, and there was another one. In this case, you wrote the control...
Is this a juvenile case?
Juvenile case. Well, it was actually as during Judge Edwards' period on the Supreme Court.
On the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Okay.
But, of course, the subject matter was... Mm-hmm. Custody.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a recurring theme, and there was great strife in the court on other subjects too, but I'd say very particularly on this subject. And I suppose it persists to this day. You know, we still have the rule, what is it? The best interest of the child.
Oh, yeah.
And what are the best interests of the child?
A little hard to define from time to time.
What do, as you look from where you sit right today, Judge, back over this, these are decades now, and is there any salvation?